Hello and welcome. On today's episode, I'm going to be walking you through everything that we're going to be covering together on the Intuitive Femme Network. I hope you enjoy. Hello and welcome. Nancy Cooper here, your activation alchemist. On today's episode, I want to just give you a brief rundown of the type of work that we're going to be doing together through this podcast series. So for those of you that are new to me, my name is Nancy Cooper. I'm an intuitive business and feminine embodiment coach. What that means is I help women and female entrepreneurs in the online coaching space create and scale 6 to 7 figure businesses. We do this through mindset work, we do this through strategy, and we do this through building out the right frameworks in the back end of our businesses. So through this podcast series, I'm actually going to be taking you behind the scenes through the entire framework that I have built out and learned over the last 4+ years that I've been in the online coaching space. So each episode, we're going to break down a certain aspect of that framework. So I wanted to briefly run through this with us together so that we had an idea of what we're going to be working on through our time together in this podcast series. So obviously, we're going to be starting out talking about some things that probably are not foreign and are relatively familiar, but my goal is to really take things further for you, is to really take things deeper so that you're able to truly implement them into your business. I've seen kind of the dark side of the online coaching industry where there's a lot of, let's tell you that we're going to tell you how to do something, but then we're just left with more questions. So my goal with this series is to really pull back the curtain and take you on a journey behind the scenes to building an online 6 and 7 figure business. So hopefully you will love that and want to join me every week for each and every episode. So let's go through some of the stuff that we're going to talk about through this podcast series. We are going to look at things like mindset. I want to talk about our lack mindset. I want to talk about our belief in ourselves. I want to talk about the subconscious self-sabotage that we do. I want to talk about ways that we can overcome the fear of showing up, how we can look at that from an example and opportunity for growth and expansion. We're going to look at different things like, why am I afraid of showing up? What do I do when someone makes a negative comment? How do I handle trolls? How do I handle objections on a sales call? How do I get someone on a sales call by talking to them in the DMs? How do I understand my worthiness and how that is being conveyed through my content and the ways that I'm showing up in my business? So these are all really, really important things for us to talk about, right? Because a big part of our business is us, who we are and how we feel safe showing up in our businesses and exposing ourselves, our heart, to strangers. This is a huge reason why a lot of people that I see in the online coaching space struggle to show up consistently is because they put so much energy, so much heart and soul into their content, into what it is that they're creating. And because of the algorithm, because of the reach, they're not getting the type of feedback that they were hoping to get. And it's crushing to them, right? And so it makes it even harder to show up and feel confident showing up and to love showing up. So we need to talk about all of those kinds of things and what to do about that. We're also going to talk about numbers, okay? Our businesses are a masculine entity. This is something that I share a lot with my clients, and you'll hear me talk a lot about when we talk about money. Money is a masculine entity. It is the energy of provision, protection, support. This is a masculine energy. So understanding that we need to have both masculine and feminine energies in our businesses is going to be really important. The masculine energy comes in with the numbers, with the strategy, with the back-end framework. That's all the masculine aspect of our businesses. And then in the feminine, that's when we're in flow. That's where our content comes from. That's where our programs are created. But we have to remember that there is going to be that really important masculine aspect in our businesses. And a big part of that is numbers. I will work with a new client and we'll sit down together and I ask them what their goals are, what their financial goals are. And a lot of times they don't even have goals, financial goals. They have no concept of how to achieve a financial goal because they've never really looked at it. So we need to make sure that we're understanding the importance of being very intentional in how we're showing up in our business, making sure that we have frameworks and strategies in place that are going to allow us to hit those financial goals. We're also going to get really, really deep into why we're even here in the online coaching space and in our businesses. What are we doing? What is the contribution that we want to be making? What kind of connections are we seeking by being a business owner, by not being in the rat race? Why are we here? Because when we can truly, truly tune into that energy and connect into that belly gut passion and drive, this is the difference between those who have a launch and no one shows up and they continue to keep going and become a millionaire a year later, and those who just quit and give up. If we don't have a strong enough why within us, it is going to be challenging to continue to push through those times that we experience discouragement. And I wish I could tell you that those don't exist, but they do. They do for all of us. And the difference is those who keep going and those who that shuts them down, right? So that's part of that mindset work. But really getting clear on why we're here and what we're doing is going to be very, very important. We're also going to be talking about our signature offer. So for those of you who have come in contact with me, you hear me say this all the time. We have to have a signature offer in our businesses. We have to have some place to guide people to. It's like that saying, all roads lead to Rome, right? We have to have a Rome. We have to have some place that we're guiding our audience into. If we don't, we're kind of doing the whole throwing spaghetti at the wall, hoping something is going to stick. And most often, sometimes it will, sometimes it won't, right? And this is where we get stuck in our businesses where we're making a couple thousand dollars a month, and then 1 month we're not, and then 1 month we are, and then it's kind of hit or miss, and it's not stable, it's not scalable, right? And that's because we don't have this signature offer that gives us the ability to get really clear on who we are, what our expertise is, how we show up in our business, what type of results we get for our clients. Having a signature offer is important because it also gives us the content strategy that we need, right? So there's so much involved in having that signature offer. And so what we're going to do together through this series is I'm going to walk you through how to create one and give you all the back-end framework strategies that I teach my clients and that we work on together as we build out their signature offer. We're also going to create our brand story. So looking at a brand story, this is an important thing as well that a lot of people skip when it comes to building out their businesses. Our brand story is who we are, right? It's who we are and what our business is and where it came from. I will tell you that when I post vulnerable posts, I get more interest in working and people working with me than I do when I do sales posts. And it's because there's a level of connectivity there. It's showing that I'm a real person, that I'm a human being, and it calls to people. Okay, so by us understanding our business and why we're here, what we're wanting to do, how our business came to being, this is all going to help us be able to convey the correct messaging that we need to in order to call in our soulmate clients. We're also going to talk about understanding our audience. So one of the things that I do that is a proprietary thing that I created, and it's something I refer to as an offer autopsy. So this offer autopsy is designed to help us break down our signature offer and make sure that we understand it. We understand who it's for, what it does, why it does it, how quickly it does it. Okay, these are all really, really important things for us to understand so that when we are showing up in our content, we're able to show up consistently and we're making sure that we're saying the right things, right? That we're talking to the right people. So going through this process is really, really important. All right, we're also going to talk about things like types of offers, okay? What type of offer am I going to have? Do I want to have an evergreen offer? Do I want to have a hybrid model? Do I want to do a mastermind? Do I want to do one-to-one coaching? This is all really, really important stuff that we have to think about, right? And this is something that a lot of times I see women, they're not quite sure how to package their offer. They're not quite sure what it should look like and what would be the best way to put that information into a container. So we'll talk about that and create different strategies for the different types of offers and how to price them and all of that kind of stuff. I'm also going to walk you through building out the offers. Okay, so not only are we going to create offers, but we're also going to talk in this podcast series about building it out. Actually, like, what software do I need? How do I build this out? What does it look like? How do I make a sales page for it? What does the sales page look like? What should I include on the sales page? What is the, like, all of it, right? All of it. So we'll talk about that as well. Okay. And really, the important thing too with that is that sales page. Okay, so I do want to talk about the sales page, how we create the compelling content, what we should be talking about on the sales page, what we shouldn't be sharing on the sales page. I've also created a framework for sales pages that I'll be going over in one of our podcast episodes. So make sure that you are subscribing so that you know when those are coming, because there's going to be a lot of really, really juicy information that I'm going to be sharing. Like I said, I'm really taking, like, pulling back the veil and really showing all of it, because I believe that women deserve to have access to this information, to the information that they're going to need to build and grow their businesses. So we're also going to talk about our ascension path, okay? So that ascension path is all about, how do I take my potential clients through a customer journey that's going to make them a paying client? And how do I make money in that process? So I'm going to go through that entire process. Those ascension pathways can make us a lot of money. Okay, and where it's something that's evergreen, where it's kind of like we put it out, it's there for us, and then it can make a lot of money on the back end. This is the type of thing that we want to build when it comes to that framework we want to create in our businesses, so that as we show up consistently and we have this type of framework in place, we're then able to wake up every day to new sales, right? To new orders. We see the emails coming through where it's like, oh my gosh, overnight I made $2,000, right? Like, that's exciting. And that's done by having these ascension paths built into our businesses. So that's going to be a really important thing that we talk about. We're also going to talk about how we actually create that through developing upsells, downsells, lead magnets, and our messaging and content to promote those different things and what that should look like. excuse me, allergies. You might be able to hear it, or I'm a little bit nasally. So having all of those things in place, that's like the back end framework, right? We've got that where it's like, all right, there's a masculine side of my business. Now all I have to do is show up, right? So we're showing up with really, really targeted content because we have our brand story. We've done our offer autopsy. We understand who we're talking to, who needs what we have to offer. And it makes it very easy for us to start showing up and creating content. I'm also going to give you some different strategies for how to create content and how to reuse the content that you created. I'm all about working smarter, not harder. We don't need to be slaves to our businesses in order to show up regularly. There's a very simple strategy that we can put into place where we will have tons and plenty of content that's highly targeted for the audience that we're calling in. Okay. We're also going to talk about embodiment, the energetics of our business. Who is it that we are wanting to be in our business? What does that look like? What version of us are we calling up? What version of us are we stepping into? This is going to be an important aspect for how we're showing up in our businesses. That's going to fall into branding. Okay, so we're going to look at branding. We're going to look at essence-based branding. This is about making sure that our brand matches who we are and what we offer. So let's think about it this way. If we have a healing business, right, we want to work with maybe people who are healing from a loss, okay, we're going to want to have colors that are very soothing in our brand, right? We're not going to want to have neon bright colors. That's not really going to have the same vibration as the work that we're doing. So making sure that we have a brand that aligns with not only us, but the type of services that we're offering, that's going to be really, really important for how we are showing up in the online coaching space. I'm also going to teach you how to create some brand templates for your business so that you don't have to recreate and create all these different things all the time. You can have a really nice synergistic brand across all platforms and keep it simple, right? Smarter, not harder. Okay. We're also going to talk about really everything else involved in your businesses. Okay. So we're going to look at scaling our businesses with different automations, ads, when to start ads, how to do ads, all of those kinds of aspects of things. We're going to talk about making sure that we have everything in place that we need for our businesses, things like our contracts, things like policies, things like the refund policy, making sure that we know how to have people check the box for terms of use, all of that kind of stuff, that kind of housekeeping stuff is going to be really, really important. And we're going to talk about marketing. Okay, so how do I show up? What should be my marketing strategy? How often do I post? How do I make sure that my Instagram is, like, my profile is set up the right way to help call in the most clients and different things like that? So we're really going to be talking about everything in this podcast series. And again, I wanted to do that because I believe that you deserve to have access to that. No more of this gatekeeping where it's like people have to be spending tens of thousands of dollars to get access to this type of information. It should be readily available. And so I'm going to break it down and make it very, very accessible. I also want you to know that I have put together all of the information that we're going to talk about in the podcast episodes into a playbook. I want to say it's like 40 pages, but it is literally written out the entire framework for what we're going to be going over and the entire framework that you're going to need to build or scale your current business into six figures, multi-six figures, and even up into seven figures. Because once you learn the framework and have it in place, then we just go into duplication and scaling. Okay, this is how we build a very sustainable, very stable business. I want to teach you how to build the framework, right? Really, really solid foundation. And then from there, you can then apply the different scaling methods and just continue to grow and grow and grow because you deserve that. Okay. So if you want to follow along this podcast series with that framework, I want to invite you to look in the description of this podcast episode or somewhere around, because let's be real, these are going to be in lots of different places. But you're going to find a link for my Intuitive Femme framework. With that framework, you're going to get access to everything that you need to build or scale your business. So I hope that it was helpful to learn what we're going to be talking about throughout this entire series. And I hope that you will subscribe, make sure to join in as often as you can, binge listen to as many episodes as you can when they become available, because this is going to be that type of information that you've deeply, deeply been seeking, and I'm going to give it to you. Okay. Thank you so much for joining me, and I will talk to you on the next episode. Bye.